Hey guys, what's going on? It's Andrew from AA Batteries. So today I'm not going to be talking about homeschool. I did a two-parter with myself and also with my friend Andrew Ronzino. Today I'm going to be talking about growing up in a Christian school. So this past Monday I talked about how I was homeschooled at first. And then up to fifth grade, I went to a Christian school. So let me tell you this. Homeschool is not like regular school. That just hit me so hard. It just hit me like a wrecking ball, pretty much. It's like the first realization was, wait, hold on here. I have to take this homework home and I have to bring it back? What? There were a couple assignments that I forgot at home. Because I was trained to be like, you know what? I just do homework at home. That's it. You know, I don't have to take it anywhere. But I have to go to a place, wake up really early, go to this place and learn. For the first week was horrible. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna go with the overall just yet, but it's like for the first week of school, it was horrible. I didn't know anybody there. My dad was actually part of the board of that school. He actually helped build that school from the ground up. So he knew about that school, but I knew no one. A lot of people knew me, but I knew no one there. So it was just very, 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 very awkward. Just so awkward that... Now, I did make friends. That year. But it's like all that I remember, I was just the awkward kid with horrible teeth. Because it's like pretty much when I had my baby teeth, my teeth looked fine, but pretty much I described my baby teeth as demented. And I did not know what that word meant, like demon possessed. So I wouldn't really describe it right now as demented, but they were messed up. It's like my teeth were, my two front teeth were like SpongeBob SquarePants. There was one tooth like on the top of my gums. They would poke my upper lip. It's like my teeth were everywhere pretty much before braces. And I was just that socially awkward kid in fifth grade, you know, and to be honest, I did develop my first crush when I was in fifth grade. But that went nowhere. It was just oh my gosh, that girl's pretty. The end, you know. It's like that only lasted a year. But that fifth grade year was definitely the most awkward. Like I made some friends, but it was just that transition. It's just that transition from being homeschooled to somewhat regular school. But I will say this though. It's like it was a good transition just because it was a Christian school, you know. I don't know how I would have reacted if I went to a public school. I could have been eaten alive, pretty much. A socially awkward kid in a public school, I could have just been devoured mercilessly, to be honest. But maybe I'm giving public schools too much crap. I don't know because I never went to a public elementary, junior high, or high school. But fifth grade year, it's like. And plus, I also mentioned in my other podcast where it was like, I always got straight A's with my mom. When I went to school, it was just like, bam, no straight A's for you. You need to work hard. I'm sorry if I'm a little energetic. I had coffee, so I definitely had to work harder and adjust to. what school required, you know. You know, one thing about that, about the Christian school though that I went to, is that no one was a bully there. That was huge. If there was someone who was a bully there, that would have just been horrible, you know. But my fifth grade year was okay, you know. I made sort of friends. I didn't really cement those friends. I didn't really make real friends until my sixth, seventh, and eighth grade year. But I don't know. It was an okay start to my years going to regular school. Or to a Christian school, anyway. let me see. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go to sixth grade. There aren't really any like big, huge stories with fifth grade, other than just a transitioning from homeschool to regular school. But sixth grade, I started to like get comfortable around my classmates. You know, one thing about this Christian school was that it wasn't big. It was very, very small, and even nowadays it's a little bit smaller as well. But nowadays the biggest graduating class would be 40, you know, 40 to 45 people, you know. It's like, and 40 to 45, some graduating classes, that's like 1/10 of the graduating class. Our whole high school was the size of one graduating class to some schools. But here's the thing about it, going to a small school, you get to know people. You get to know everyone, pretty much. So that's a good and bad thing, but I look at it as a positive thing. And I don't know. Like, I guess in homeschool, there were sort of the popular kids, but with homeschool, you didn't really form any cliques, but in regular school, you do. So I kind of figured, like, yeah, I sort of played basketball, but I sort of played basketball, football. That's another thing I want to talk about later. It's just my experience with peewee football, baseball, basketball, all that stuff. But that's for future. But with a Christian school though, there were definitely cliques, and I definitely fell into the jock clique, and I didn't really like, I fell into like whatever I am, you know, weird, awkward, kind of nerdy type of clique. You know, kind of like the people that didn't really fit in anywhere. You know, like later on I'd probably be labeled as the acting drama clique. You know, but another thing with the Christian school that I went to, it's like there were cliques, but they weren't as bad as a public school. So I'm thankful for that. It's like, Like I said before, there weren't any bullies there. There were definitely people I didn't really like, but there weren't like people who were just like, hey, you know, just like messing with me or anything like that. They were pretty respectful, and at the worst, they just ignore me. So that was really good. Sixth grade year, the big thing for me that I remembered about sixth grade year is that I broke my finger. There was one, it was parents against students, and with the soccer game. And, you know, I was going up against a wall, and I was trying to get the ball away from another person. And then all of a sudden, this parent just comes rushing in, and I'm probably not doing it justice. I don't really remember it that well, but from my point of view, it's like this person just came running in and just body checked me into the wall, finger first, and broke my finger. I was crying and all that stuff. It's like, I broke my finger. What are you going to do? You know? It's like, and I couldn't play basketball for the rest of this, for the rest of the season, which really stunk, you know? But sixth grade year, though, that was a more awkward year for me. Because I didn't really fit in anywhere, you know? It's like, I started developing friends. I started developing friends during that year, which was awesome. But the best I would describe myself was just weird. That's pretty much it. It's like, in order to get other people to laugh, I would do weird things that would make me the weird guy, or just like, oh, he's a funny guy just because he does funny stuff, you know, not because of what I say, but with things that I do. I remember this one art class, I would just, I don't know if this was fifth grade or sixth grade, but it's like, in order for people to stop, I just screamed, you know. In order for people to stop talking, I would just scream. And it's like, and it was like, it wasn't like a high-pitched scream, but it was more like an annoying scream, like, ah! You know, kind of like that. And that's pretty much, like, I was just socially awkward. And thankfully, I grew out of that for the most part. An emphasis on for the most part, because I'm a little socially awkward. I'm a little socially awkward still. But that year, I would say just, I was just socially awkward at best. So I say, wow, there's a lot that I got to say about my Christian school. So you know what? I'm going to stop it right there, and we're going to continue with this. So I just did fifth grade and sixth grade. So next time I'll be talking about it, we'll be going into junior high. See you guys.